The Exeter Town Hall was packed, 700 folks standing on tiptoes and leaning over the balcony to see the candidate. Rubio came out with his wife and children, introducing all of them.
And Anthony is 10, and Dominic is?
8?
Yes.
Rubio's message matched the stump speech he's been delivering for weeks. America is in decline. He's the candidate to fix it. But tonight, he also leaned right into New Hampshire voters, especially the ones still making up their mind.
We will win this election, but you deserve to know something even more important. Not just why are we going to win, but when we get there, what are we going to do? It is not enough to be angry. You have a right to be angry, but anger is not a plan. And perhaps no state in the country demands more of their candidates than New Hampshire does, and you should. The role you play is so important.
Gene O'Hurley from Brentwood stayed up late into Monday night watching Iowa's results come in, and she's still split between Rubio and Ted Cruz, but says Iowa helped her get even more excited about Rubio.
Energized, totally energized. His numbers were even higher than I think even the press or I anticipated.
Marco Rubio begins a series of town halls around the state this morning, starting in Bow. Natasha Haverty, NHPR News.